Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
45. That's a touchdown. Running everybody. 40, 30, 10. Touchdown.
It's a touchdown.
Listen to the Hoodats.
Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg, with the call of Packers 2.0. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby live with a sobering Cowboys Monday on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan. We got Peyton Russell in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. How did this not feel like Green Bay in the playoffs?
Well, there's a game this week. Well, that's okay. About the only way.
That's good.
That's it. Because other than that, there's a whole lot of similarities here. They got gashed in the run, just like the Green Bay game. The quarterback was able to come up with some third down passes, just like Jordan Love was. The quarterback was largely untouched, and the defense. The offense was. Look, the offense in the Green Bay game put up a lot of points. You know, the offense in this game scored on a lot of drives, but it didn't matter, and it wasn't enough. There's a whole lot of similarities here. I mean, this was an embarrassing assert your dominance type football game from the Saints.
They were better defensively against Green Bay. That's how it was different.
Better defensively?
Todd Archer had the tweet yesterday. So in the wild card loss, the Packers scored 27 points, had 13 first downs and 217 yards while going 5 of 6 on third down in the first half against Dallas. The Saints had 35 points, 14 first downs, over 300 yards of offense, and converted every third down opportunity.
Because the Saints, the Packers at 2 had a pick 6.
They had short fields they were working with a lot of times. This was just New Orleans going, we'll take the ball down the field on you every single time. We're not worried about it. And we'll do it in 4 plays.
And literally. The word literally jumped out to me yesterday. You literally could not stop them on every single Alvin Kamara rushing attempt. You literally did not have guys around him within a 5 or 6 yard span. They literally scored on every single possession, and you were completely, literally helpless defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single time, like automatic. Like it was a video game until the fourth quarter, and you finally got a stop.
Kamara score or Kamara rushed for 115 yards yesterday. He had 6 yards per carry. What was his long carry of the day? It replayed in snacks when I told the guys this yesterday, but what was his long carry for the day?
17?
15 yards, which means he was just consistently every time going for 8 yards every time you handed it to him. Like it's not like he was gashing it or like skewing the numbers. He was taking the ball and 8 to 10 yards every single time. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem.
Cows lose, cows stink.
And it didn't matter. It was up the middle. It was to the edge. I mean, he got the corner so easily. It was really just a demoralizing game. And it started from the beginning, for the very first drive. Like, that set the tone. That first drive just set the tone for the entire game. And they were like, oh. That was like, because it wasn't like, you know, they did a big chunk play. I mean, there was a chunk play, but it was like mostly like just bam, 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 the whole way down the field. And the Cowboys got the start at the 20. It's not like, you know, they kicked it into the end zone. It was an original touchback. I mean, that was a long field.
Every single thing that you felt and said about Mike Zimmer with glowing praise after the Browns game is the total complete opposite. For the Mike Zimmer fans, like Bobby and I assume Brian brought us, you felt fantastic. Today, you look terrible. Today, you look awful. And Mike Zimmer looked like he saw a ghost. In fact, though, it wasn't a ghost. It was just a protege, or it was someone that worked with him a long, long time ago. Clint Kubiak destroyed Mike Zimmer. And Choppy, during the defensive coordinator search, You did not want someone who had been around a while, just someone young, someone with new, innovative ideas. So you got a big win yesterday, as a lot of Tolos were saying. There's a reason that Mike Zimmer did not have a job. Enough with these old, outdated schemes, whatever you associate with an older coach, as you wanted someone younger yesterday. That makes you question everything and go back to appreciate Dan Quinn, or at least compare him to Dan Quinn with the Packer loss.
And Dan, they're like, you know, Dan was fine. There was nothing wrong with Dan.
He did a nice job.
He did a really nice job here. You know, he got a head coaching job. Of course you're going to take it. You know, it's not like they wanted Dan out, although they may have wanted Dan out, right? You know,
people did.
So, yeah, everybody runs their course at some point. But, I think Mike is still a good coach. I don't think he's a bad football coach. I had the preference of, let's just get fresh ideas in here, young ideas. We've seen the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, I just wonder how Mike, who's been in this league forever, was going to handle, like, the offenses as they continue to progress.
I don't think fresh ideas is the problem, like with Zimmer. Zimmer's generally pretty forward-thinking. Zimmer does a lot of different things that are on the cutting edge. He's somebody who is, I think, a really good defensive coordinator. Yesterday was bad. I think yesterday was an example of why you saw Dan Quinn run the defense the way he did over the years, where it was just Dan Quinn got here, and he's generally been pretty static throughout his career, but he's done some disguising and done some different things with his safeties over the years that he didn't do here. Where he's like, I have to have Marquise Bell play linebacker. I have to have this guy play here, this guy over here. This is not his strength. Damone Clark doesn't seem like he reads things very well. I need to have everything just get you into position before the snap, and I'll show you what the coverage is going to look like. That's fine. You can have that advantage, because I'm going to have the advantage of knowing my guys are not going to bust the play, because they're going to know exactly what they're supposed to do, and if they execute, they'll be better than you, and we'll win that way. So that's a very conservative approach, but you don't get gashed for, like, big mix-ups and communication issues. And the Cowboys have had communication issues a lot lately. Mike Zimmer is one of these guys who says, no, I'm going to show you three different looks before the snap, make you think it's three different things. The problem is that if you've got players who don't communicate very well or who don't read things very well, they may think they're in the wrong coverage by the time the ball is snapped. And then you've got massive issues and massive busts. And you have trade-offs here. You have certain things that you give and take when you go from somebody like Quinn to Zimmer, who likes to really disguise things.
The Saints scored 47 last week, 35 in the first half, tied for the most that the Dallas Cowboys have ever given up in a half. They started off 5-for-5 with touchdown drives. The 11-point deficit, the most that the Cowboys had faced since Week 16, 2020, against Philadelphia. Choppy, the Saints scored 3 touchdowns in their first 12 plays.
Is that good?
3-12. That is very, very, yeah. Very, 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 very good.
I thought, you know, like going... Very so this good. Is what, when you're getting beat like this, like, you look for anything. So when it turns to the second quarter, I'm like, oh, you know what? They're going the other way. Maybe this is going to stall their offense down. Okay, and of course it didn't, because like 2 plays later, you had the screen to Kamara.
Mike McCarthy on the game, the embarrassment, and the loss after.
You need adversity games like this. You definitely don't want to ever perform like this. They played well. Give them credit. But yeah, I think like all of us, you know, we're disappointed with our performance today. But you know, the true reality is we'll take the film tomorrow. That'll tell the complete story. And there's no burn to tape. You know, I'll sit here. So we don't. You know, that's not the way I've ever operated. So we will take a hard look at it. Because we all need to learn from it. You know, we got a new defensive staff, and this is the first time, you know, we were on cloud 9 last week, and now we got... You know.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we got punched, and no differently offensively. You know, we did not handle the adversity part of it to keep pace with the way the game was going. So, and more importantly, our young players, they need to learn from this experience. So that's where we are, 1-1.
I don't put this game on Mike McCarthy yesterday at all. That's absurd to say that at the beginning. You need games like this. No, you don't. You don't. You had your game like this against Green Bay or whatever last year. Like, you don't need games where you have no idea.
Team.
I don't care. You don't need games where you look like you have no clue where you're going. Or you don't need games where it's like, yeah, we don't look very physical today. Like, you don't need that. That's a ridiculous statement. That's coach speak trying to spin what is just an absolutely awful game. You can't justify anything about that.
Coach is also, I mean, we've always said this, you know, if you get Nick Saban out there and they have a bad performance and they win, like that's always his favorite thing, because he can coach like crazy the next week. Now, is it different for professionals? Absolutely. But we've said that before.
New team, but some of the same traits as Broadus and Zach talked about in the post game show. Jerry Jones talked about it with a KMC masterpiece. They cannot play from behind, front running bullies, and then physicality. Someone comes in here, punches you right in the mouth, like McCarthy said, and you fold up. And I was hoping with Mike Zimmer and a rougher attitude and some of the linebacking changes that it would not be the case in terms of the physicality and getting pushed around. That was, I mean, all I care about from the tape watchers is the run defense evaluation after this. Where was Micah Parsons? Where was Tank Lawrence? Where was Overshown? Howard Diggs and the rest of the secondary in terms of run support. That's what I want to know, and that's what I want Mike McCarthy to replay over and over and over when it comes to this team's film sessions. Jerry Jones, what concerned you the most about Zimmer's D?
Fundamentally, I think that their outside runs were the thing that got my attention the most. They were seemingly walled off our linebackers. And we're able to not get the inside pursuit. And with that, I'd say that in a nutshell. But that's not really what this is about. What this is about is this is early. The big lesson here is you can get to thinking you've got it figured out way too early in the game. We're 1-1, and we've got to learn. And this group right here has got to learn from what they experienced out there today.
And what we talked about on Friday, knock, knock with the jinx, the reverse jinx, the shanks, this team handles teams at home, especially when they are favored. They handle them. And this has not happened in a long time in the regular season.
No, but based on the cheering, that was kind of a Saints home game, so that didn't really...
Bobby, how many Saints fans were there as they held a parade afterwards, a marching band in the parking lot?
Hang on. Who travels with a tuba? Who does that? That's not normal. Who travels with a tuba?
Band
there was
nerd.
Two tubas on the street. Who travels with a tuba or a French horn? I mean, who does that?
I mean, that's just New Orleans, right? Like, you walk around, like, anytime you go out onto the streets of New Orleans, there's, like, random parades and people playing brass instruments and stuff. It was like a third. This is probably something roughly a third of the crowd was Saints fans. I mean, it was a bunch. You could hear, it was not too deep into that game before you're hearing "Who Dat" chants really, really loud.
What was it like in the locker room?
Everybody always is super mad when they get the doors blown off like that. Eric Kendricks was, I'll give credit to a couple guys who I think were ready to stand up there and talk and take every question. Eric Kendricks was like that. CeeDee Lamb was like that. A couple other guys talked and there, but I mean, they were clearly just not about it, not having it. But I mean, Kendricks had said yesterday when talking about it, he was like, yeah, this is something that you don't just forget about this game. You need to spend the next 24 hours really meditating on, like, what the hell did you put out there today? And, you know, he said, this was a really good piece of humble pie. This reminds us where exactly we are and what we need to fix. And so I think that overall, it was a lot of anger, a lot of pissed off. But like, what do they do with that? Is that pouting or is that upset with yourself and wanting to get better?
Does Mike McCarthy see and feel the similarities between this and the Packers playoff loss?
Well, I don't think, you know, the last time we played here has anything to do with it. I understand the convenience of the criticism, and obviously I'm on the other side of it. So, but, yeah, I think, you know, we've had changes on defense. You know, some of the changes we made was to put the emphasis on the run defense. It was not evident today. I mean, no doubt about it. They got the ball on our perimeter, you know, time and time again. And they're, you know, in the second level. So we need to play much better. I need to coach better. And, you never want to play that way, especially at home.
877-881-1053 is the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line. 190 rush yards and touchdowns on their first six drives to start the game. It was like 11-on-8 out there. And we have to break it down even further to Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown. Brought to you by Crown Royal. Let's pick the Cowboys apart just like the Saints did. Next on Sean and RJ.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.